Guess what's going on about a mile from my front door here. They're putting up a billboard right now, and it says the following. Injured? Question mark. Guess what the photograph is next to that? It's a picture of Johnny Cochran. Help. Seriously, help. Explain this. It's going up right now. I saw it when I was out driving a little while ago. It's a big billboard, and it says, Injured! And then there's a picture of Johnny Cochran. Apparently there's a lawyer's operation behind that, some attorney group partnership kind of situation. Johnny Cochran died in 2005, okay? Well, what I did is climbed up on the billboard and spray painted under where it says injured question mark. No, dead! It just doesn't make sense the way they have it set up. Injured question mark and a picture of a guy who's been gone since 2005. Injured? No, I believe completely decomposed about now. Next question. So does Johnny Cochran lend his name and photograph to some partnership he has nothing to do with? And how does that pass the Truth in Advertising organization? Johnny's not there. Hi, I have been injured in a car accident. I'd like Johnny Cochran to represent me. He did a swell job with OJ. And in that case, it wasn't injured question mark. It was shish kebabbed. Here's what I'm concerned about. You're going to be calling up expecting to get Johnny Cochran. I might have to call and to see if I can get Johnny.
Thank you for calling the Cochran firm. This is Arthur. How can I help you?
Hello. I was injured in an automobile accident. I live in St. Paul, Minnesota, and we have a sign, a billboard up in our neighborhood with a phone number and Johnny Cochran's photograph on it.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do now?
Okay. Well, what we do here is we take your information and we get it to our attorneys in our office.
Mm-hmm.
That way, from there, they review your claim. And then they contact you and let you know what your legal options are concerning
okay.
that. They either do that by phone or by mail.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and get some contact information from you first of all, and then we'll get into the detail, like a brief statement of what occurred.
All right.
What is your first name, sir?
Dirk, D-I-R-K.
Last name?
Capital T-H-U-M-B. N-A-I-L.
Okay, Dirk Thumbnail. Okay. What is your mailing address?
1771 1 Street. It's not First Street. People always say, don't you mean First Street? Drives me nuts. No, our street is 1.
Okay. And when you say 1, is it spelled out or is it just the number 1?
Well, interestingly, it's both.
It's both, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It's also sometimes thought of as WON, but that's not true, especially for me after today. Although I'm hoping when I'm done working with Cochran, I'll be able to get the big W in that category. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
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 By the way, is that guy around?
No, sir. He's passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Golly, I don't know if they know that here. This billboard in my neighborhood, it just went up.
Mm.
It just went up. How long has he been gone?
For a while now. It's been a couple of years.
Wow, because they're just putting up a billboard in my neighborhood. It has Johnny Cochran's picture. And it says injured question mark. And of course, anybody who knows Johnny's history, his success with O.J. Simpson, thinks this guy's going to get me some money. So I call up, of course, expecting him to be alive, and he's been gone for years?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, some of the attorneys that worked with him, they're still here in our firm.
F. Lee Bailey? Could I speak to him? Was F. Lee Bailey was on the team, wasn't he? Or Dershowitz or Shapiro or was some of those big guns.
Different attorneys that were working with him, but not with our firm. But these are attorneys that he appointed to work in his firm. So,
In a way, it's going to be like getting Johnny Cochran, right?
Pretty much, We have like real good attorneys here.
You can pretty much assure me, can't you, that they're as good as him? Because I would need to get someone as good as Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We have attorneys here who deal with cases like this all the time.
Yeah. Because you need not only the skills, but the charisma and that ability to rhyme stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I honestly think, I mean, people make fun of that, but I honestly think it was the rhyme that won that for O.J., you know, mm-hmm. that's what sticks in your head all these years later. You know, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. He doesn't rhyme that. The jury doesn't remember it. O.J.'s in prison today. Wait a minute. O.J. is in prison today.
Yeah. They got him on some money charges.
They wouldn't have if Cochran were around. I bet O.J. was shocked when he dialed the number, probably saw a billboard himself looking for a little help, and the receptionist says, sorry, Johnny's dead. And O.J. says, hey, the billboard's just going up now. And they're saying, well, nothing shady going on here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we usually on the billboards they still use Mr. Cochran's face because, you know, he's well known. And usually people can pick up, that's Johnny Cochran's law office. We'll call there.
Yeah, I had the same thing happen recently with a jewelry store. They had a Lazar diamond on the billboard, and they said, buy a Lazar. It's apparently the ideal cut, best diamond in the world. And when I went there, they said they don't have Lazar diamonds, but they have diamonds that were from the same region of the world where you would find the Lazar diamonds. And they were cubic zirconia, which aren't even real, I don't think, but from that hemisphere of the Earth.
Oh.
It was from Earth. I guess it was just from the same planet.
Okay. What city in Minnesota do you live in, Mr. Thumbnail?
Buckman.
Buckman. B-U-C-K-M-A-N?
Well, interestingly, that's the way you'd think it would be spelled, but it's spelled this way. And don't ask me why. L-Y-T-H-E-T-O-N.
Okay.
Boy, a lot of people in the background. You must be getting a lot of calls.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Bet every one of them is asking for Johnny.
Yeah, probably. What's the zip code there, Mr.
It's gotta Thumbnail? It's got to be a drag day in and day out to have to say, I'm sorry, he's passed away.
Yeah, it is. We have people asking for him all the time.
Yeah, I wonder if...
Fortunately.
If you just showed a picture of him at the morgue instead of alive, if that wouldn't help.
That probably would help a lot.
Then they'd ask for someone else.
Yeah, definitely. What's the zip code there, Mr. Thumbnail?
56656.
Okay. And what's the phone number with the area code we can reach you at?
Area code 973-379-93793.
Okay. And what is that? Is that a cell phone?
It's an old 1910 candlestick. You know the old style? The old style?
Okay.
How are things going for you today? Is it sunny where you are?
Yeah, it is.
What state am I calling you in?
This is Alabama.
You know what Alabama's motto is?
What's that?
State motto. You don't know?
No, I haven't been living here too long.
Where America finds its voice.
And why would they put that as a...
I can't think of any reason. Yeah. I would think their motto would be, the lynchings are done now.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Okay, so you said you're calling on regarding an automobile accident, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When did you have this automobile accident?
Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it was the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is your age, Mr. Thumbnail?
I am 62.
62. All right. Were you alone in the vehicle when this accident happened?
Yes and no. I was with my son, but he was not in the car. I know this is going to sound weird, but you put him in a baby seat in the house. You bring the baby seat out to the car. You have a coffee in your hand. You set the baby seat on the roof of the car. You grab your coffee, your other hand's free, open the door, you reach in, you set the coffee in the cup holder. At that point, your mind is saying, now get in the car. You have forgotten about the kid on the roof. I get in the car, I'm driving down the road, lady driving next to me is screaming at me. I think it's a road rage deal. She's trying to get my attention because the kid's up on the roof. Finally, I just say, I can't take this anymore. I slam on the brakes, and of course, you can imagine what we're looking at that point.
Yeah. Ooh, wow. So what exactly happened from there?
Well, guy behind me barreled into the back of me, hit me probably, he was probably doing 30. Woman to my left who was yelling at me was too close already and ends up sideswiping me. And as far as in front, well, that's where Junior was.
Okay. Is he okay?
He's pissed.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. If you can hold on 1 second, Mr. Thumbnail, I'll be right back, okay? Hold on.
All right. What's your name, by the way?
My name is Arthur.
Uh-huh. All right.
All right. Okay, hold on.
They played this at Johnny's funeral, I think. If the casket don't fit, take him out of it. People thought Johnny was just on vacation. Turns out Johnny was dealing with cremation. Every single day these people have to say, no, I'm sorry, he's passed away. Johnny Cochran dead at, I forget what age, but died in 2005. Let's see, I'm at the website here. Let's see when he died. Remembering the legacy. I'm clicking on the legacy, come on. That guy coming back? Give you 10 seconds, buddy, then I gotta run. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Damn it, that's a shame. Okay.